The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, Donald Trump's talked about the great big trade deficit with China. Now there may well be a new trade deal. They're happy to come to the party. Harley.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is big time negotiating, and they're really just getting started. But Trump says he's very confident that China will not only come to the table, but they'll do the right thing. They'll ease their trade barriers. They'll even the playing field a little bit more. And yeah. I thought his tweet said that President Xi and he will always be friends, no matter what happens with their dispute on trade. He said China will take down its trade barriers because it's the right thing to do. Taxes will become reciprocal, and a deal will be made on intellectual property. Great future for both countries. That's what he wrote. And it sounds like his wish list.
The bloke just delivers. Now, on the other side of the coin, he's certainly fired more than a broadside at Assad in Syria.
Well, and Russia, for that matter, but yeah. Putin in particular. He's pretty upset about it. He called it a mindless chemical attack in Syria that killed women
animal.
And children.
He called Assad an animal.
He said, there's going to be a big price to pay, he said. The White House said they wouldn't take anything off the table when asked about the possibility of a U.S. missile strike.
Yeah, so he gave Obama a bit of a stab along the way.
he doesn't want people to forget that a lot of the situation that he's facing and the problems we're having were exacerbated in the last 8 years. So.
Yeah, you're turning it around. I mean, America is turning it around. That's the point. And remember, I mean, this bloke now is at a higher level of approval in America than was Obama at the same time, and yet he's got the most hateful media confronting him. It's an extraordinary success story. Now, what's happening in South Carolina?
Well, South Carolina, you know, the Civil War began 150 years ago when South Carolina seceded from the Union, and the Union said, no, you're not going to be allowed to do that, so we'll just slap you back in position. Well, now South Carolina... There's a bill introduced that would allow lawmakers to debate seceding from the U.S. Now, they don't mean it. There's no chance of it happening. It's a point to make about the state's four-square support of the American citizen's right to be armed. If you want to talk about secession, the only state that seems to be maybe serious about it is California. California has a proposed public referendum to make California an independent nation. And to change the state's constitution to remove the part that says we're an inseparable part of the U.S. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just a referendum that people haven't voted on it yet.
Very interesting. Good on you, Harley. Great start to the week.